Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. As you know, it is time for us to take another look into the future. And we're going to be talking about HUBOTs, humanoids, artificial intelligence in the form of humans. Yeah, that's what we're going to be taking a look at today. And I'm going to tell you what the specific focus is going to be. And I want you to help me answer this question. Do you suppose that the day will ever come when HUBOTs, I'll just be calling them HUBOTs, in whatever name you prefer, no problem, but HUBOTs is just what I'll just go ahead and call them. Suppose we'll ever see the day when they will have souls. Yes, will they ever have souls? Well, as you contemplate that, let me share this song with you. One that was written entirely by artificial intelligence. Scientists at Sony CSI Research Lab worked with this. And the artificial intelligence composed this song in its entirety. I won't play the entire song all at one time, but I do want you to get a feel for it. So here it goes. The song is entitled Mr. Shadow.
It's red in those wings at on. Those wings at on. It's time.
Talking about the swings within. What do you think so far? Did you hear a melody? Did you hear any changes? The music and lyrics by artificial intelligence. Not a group called artificial intelligence. AI actually put the song together. And I tell you what, we're going to be looking at some conversation about the souls of artificial intelligence. And I want you to decide. Do you think artificial intelligence at some point, HUBOTs in particular, I do want us to be thinking about, really and truly, I do want us to think primarily about the artificial intelligence as it's wrapped up in what looks like a human being. I don't want you to see, for example, a desktop computer as you think about this. I don't want you to think about really and truly even a smartphone. And you know, a lot of folks are using Siri and other programs that will help them talk to the smartphone, give it instructions, etc. I don't want you to see the image of a smartphone or the image of a desktop in your minds as we talk about this. I want you to remember what we've been talking about, how the plan for many around the world is to eventually give us something that truly looks, sounds, and feels like a human being, but is actually artificial intelligence wrapped up by what appears to be a human being. That's the image I want you to have as we think about this. Now, that's it. One of the questions that BBC is posing and really looking into, Will artificial intelligence, will Hubots, ever have souls? And again, I really want us to focus on the Hubots, because that's where things can get really, really sticky, or, you know, we can find ourselves faced with a dilemma. You know, there are some people, I guarantee you, there are some people who once the artificial intelligence, the Hubot, is truly feeling like a human being, truly looking like a human being, sounding like a human being. And remember, they want to get these Hubots to the point where they can recognize emotion by recognizing facial expressions, voice tone, etc. They want to develop these Hubots to the point where they can communicate with humans just as effectively as humans can communicate with humans. Now, I'm saying all that to say this. We can best believe that when it gets to that point, when Hubots are that highly developed, there are going to be a lot of people all around the world who will have greater feelings of affection for the Hubots than for humans. Guarantee you. Think about it. There are already people who care more about dogs than they care about humans. And dogs don't look like humans. They don't feel like humans. They don't communicate like humans. Now just think about it now. You get this Hubot to the point where people can shake hands with the Hubot. The Hubot can, quote unquote, empathize. And dogs do empathize, but they can still only react or respond the way dogs respond. They can respond compassionately, but they can't talk with you the way humans talk with humans. They can't put their arms around you the way humans put their arms around other humans. Can you imagine a Hubot who is able to pick up on the fact that you're feeling down, and that Hubot can talk to you the way a human would and can put his or her arms around you the way another human would put their arms around you? And then think about this. Oh, by the way, now, don't find that far-fetched either. There are people who are already predicting that the counseling field will be devastated in years to come, because they are predicting a time when Hubots will begin to take many jobs as counselors and take on roles as counselors, therapists, etc. So you have that. Think about this. We already have people, companies that are selling sex dolls. Sex dolls, life-size dolls. And when I say life-size, I don't mean like a big Barbie doll. I mean dolls that are the size of human beings. And they're being sold specifically for the purpose of having sexual pleasure engaged. Can you imagine a Hubot looking, feeling, sounding like a human? Men engaging male Hubots sexually. I'm sorry, women. Well, men too, but women engaging male Hubots sexually. Men engaging female Hubots sexually. Able to hug them. Hold them in their arms. Have the Hubot move like a human being would move when engaging sexually. So we talked about in the past how there are going to be some problems, because as you have more and more Hubots designed by humans for the purpose of taking jobs, more and more jobs of humans, there's going to be a lot of drama on the earth, all around the earth. There'll be a lot of people getting mad at the Hubots for taking those jobs. There may be a few people mad at the folks who conceived of the idea of developing Hubots for the purpose of displacing humans in the job force, in the job world. But that's just part of the picture. There'll be some people upset with Hubots, but there are also going to be some people who are going to be very, very intimate with Hubots. And what about adult children who are going to have to be working? I mean, our leaders are making life more and more difficult all the time with regards to income. Income equality is getting worse and worse all around the world, not just America, all around the world. And people are finding it harder and harder. The struggle to survive is becoming more and more intense. And as a result, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 28 years from now, I don't think that there's any reason for us to conclude that there will be less of a need for men and women, husbands and wives, to be working than there is now. There will probably be a greater need for both to be working and working long, hard hours. So what happens when the parent of one or both of these adult children become so ill or so incapacitated that they have to have someone helping them throughout the day? That parent, that older parent, has to have someone at home because they can't afford to put them in a nursing home, can't afford an elder care home, but they can't afford to be off from work or they'll starve. If they can afford a Hubot, which would probably be, in the long run, much less expensive than an elder care home or a nursing home, suppose that if that Hubot does a pretty good job of taking care of their parents, that they would develop a quote-unquote relationship and not see this Hubot as just artificial intelligence surrounded by what seems to be a human body, but they may feel so grateful to this Hubot for freeing them up to keep working while the Hubot takes care of the parent, that possibly a relationship gets started. And one of great gratitude, I mean sincere gratitude for what they do for these adults' parents. It's going to be a mixed bag, is my point. There are going to be some ill feelings towards Hubots. There are going to be some good feelings towards Hubots. Which means that just as we will have people yelling, "We hate these Hubots, they keep taking our jobs," et cetera, et cetera, there are going to be people saying, "Hey, we love Hubots." And as both of these rise and rise and rise, the hatred of Hubots, the love for Hubots, we will find people all around the world entering into discussions about the rights of Hubots. Now, do you think that this would be a very stale conversation, one that just says, okay, cut and dry, we're not talking about true humans. We're talking about something that really is just artificial intelligence. Do you think that people will always only see them as just artificial intelligence? Or do you think that they will begin to develop feelings for them and begin to perceive them as more than just artificial intelligence? Will they begin to develop a discussion around whether or not Hubots are just as human as humans?